Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People earn a better, not everyone, but a lot of people, data-wise, across the American public, are in a better financial system than situation than they were a year ago.
What?
I don't think so.
And then come to find out, what else is Fauci and NIH doing? They're doing cruel experiments on puppies.
What the hell happened to my dogs? I want answers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm a train guy.
Nominee Maja Travel and Amtrak Joey. And I said, no, Ange, I don't. He said, at a retirement dinner, we calculated.
Choo-choo!
You've traveled over 2 million miles. 1,515,000 miles. 2 million, I think it was 180, but 2,200,000 miles. 2,100,000 miles on Amtrak.
It's a true story.
All I did was tell the truth.
Of course you did. But there's the truth and the truth.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So they're saying that this unrealized capital gains would only be for billionaires. Again, billionaires, so... And I guess Elon Musk, who is now supposedly ahead of Jeffrey Bezos in terms of net worth, and Tesla is now supposedly worth $1 trillion. I don't know how they determine that and how real that is. But he has, he's been tweeting out or making comments saying quoting the Margaret Thatcher line, which is... the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. And so it wouldn't take them long to run out of quote-unquote billionaires. Probably, too, the fact that there would be a lot. If this were only for billionaires, guess what would happen? The supply of billionaires would fail immediately, just like in all the states that have put in quote-unquote millionaires' taxes. The supply of millionaires has failed immediately. They either get under $1 million annual income, or they just decamp for Florida, for Tennessee, for Texas, wherever there's a lower income tax rate. And the same thing would happen with billionaires. And so 774 says, if your house goes up in value, you have access to cash because of it. Yeah, but again, just because you have access to cash, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to, take out a line of credit on your home so you can, go on a Caribbean vacation or buy a Winnebago or something like that. I mean, that would be, most people aren't going to do that anyway. This is all just so insane, and it could only be thought up by people who haven't ever worked for a living. I mean, I'm not going to say that you have to be a brilliant MBA to figure this stuff out. Have any of these people ever tried to like balance a checkbook or send a kid to a private school or tried to save up money for a new kitchen or a new bathroom in their house? These people are all they want to do is steal everybody's money and give it to people who don't work and people who weren't born in this country and who have never worked in this country and who have criminal records. This is a income redistribution, and it's going to wreck the entire society if it's not stopped fairly soon. Time now for the Chump Line.
You want to keep a job? You better get wise. Either show me your vaccine passport or your union dues card.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. I mentioned that earlier today that Jay Inslee is basically setting up this obnoxious vaccine passport system in New York like they have in Washington, like they have in New York City. And the only way you can get out of it is if you're a member of one of the preferred unions that gives a lot of money to Jay Inslee. I mean, this is like the third world. This is like a police state, you know? The cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. That was Bob Dylan singing about Lost in the Rain in Juarez. But now it's moving north, like all the illegal aliens, you know? We're turning into a third world banana republic. Cops are for sale. Politicians are for sale. They always have been, but it's getting worse all the time.
The supply chain crisis means no Christmas presents. The climate crisis means not even a lump of coal.
I hadn't thought about that, but maybe you can substitute switches. I always remember they always talked about if you were a bad kid, you would get a lump of coal or switches, and I would always go, "And Mabel, what is a switch?" She never could answer it. She never could figure it out. I didn't know either. I still don't know. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week urging parents to allow their children to dress up however they wish this Halloween on Sunday night. As much as we love unsolicited advice, as much as the next person anyway, where will our future generations of thespians come from if we deprive them of this ritual?
My girlfriend wanted me to take her someplace expensive for a change, so I took her down to the local gas station.
That's a variation on an old joke about Texas A&M and Corpus Christi, but I can't repeat it on the air. But I like that joke. Good work, caller.
I stand behind Alec Baldwin because there's no way in hell I'm standing in front of him.
You can see that one coming, but again, it's pretty funny nonetheless.
It's clear this country needs stricter movie production control laws.
Yes, we need a 7-day waiting period for these on-location shoots in New Mexico.
Lovey, though I am saddened that the Red Stockings lost the Final Four, I'm rather looking forward to the World Series Cup. My prediction is the final score will be Houston Oilers 5, Milwaukee Braves 6. Perhaps we can go to one of the matches and do the Mohawk Chop with owner Ted Turner and his wife, my old friend Jane Fonda.
Very good. You worked in a lot of stuff there, Mr. Secretary. But, you know, the only thing is I think you should have called them the Boston Braves. That would have been even more appropriate than the Milwaukee Braves.
I liked the Trump boat parades better than the Biden boat parades.
Oh, I love those Trump boat parades in the Intercoastal Waterway down from Jupiter to Mar-a-Lago, and they would just be going on and on and on, and I would just sit up there and wave at them, and they would wave back. It was great.
After watching all the Let's Go Brandon videos, I would say Joe Biden has lived up to his promise to unite the country.
From shore to shining shore, across the fruited plains, everywhere there are chants of Let's Go Brandon, Let's Go Brandon. Whether it's for in the National League or the American League, the Southeastern Conference, or maybe not the Ivy League schools, but the Big Ten or the Big 12, whatever they call it now, everywhere the country is united.
Let's Go Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, Howie, don't worry about all those state police who are getting laid off. Pretty soon we'll have a bunch of 5- and 6-year-old vaccinated kids who can take their places.
Yeah, the National Guard's handling that too, aren't they? They're supposedly vaccinating the kids. By the way, the state police trooper who has been in a coma the last couple of weeks, he's a 45 years old, got 2 kids. He's a sergeant. Apparently, he's blinking his eyes now, so he's getting better. That's a bit of good news. And the cops that are about to be suspended, they're still working. I talk to one or two of them every day, and off the record, and they tell me they're still working and they're hoping for the best. But it doesn't look good. we're going to have to play those cuts again where Karen Pulido says, we've got your back, because they don't have their back. If they do have their back, it's only to stick a shiv in it to shank them.
The Biden administration just announced that you need to be fully vaccinated to enter the United States. Wow. I guess all those people in Mexico are going to have to turn around, huh?
No, you only have to be fully vaccinated if you're planning to come in legally and you have a lot of money you'd like to invest in the country. If you're just planning to come over here and sell drugs and go on welfare, you're welcome. The door's wide open. No vaccination, no nothing required.
Howie Carr, Alec Baldwin calling. I recently saw The Gentleman from Boston and was thoroughly impressed. Say, how would you like to become my next director of photography? I'll even throw in a $50 per day per diem. Are you kidding me? Howie Carr? We can't get someone who's better? This guy's friends with Trump. This guy's a rude, thoughtless little pig.
It was like I was telling Brendan from Cape Gunworks last week. You know, I'm totally opposed to red flag laws where you just call up the cops and say somebody's a danger to the community and you ought to come grab his guns, and they do after a judge approves it, a woke judge. But if ever a red flag law should have been utilized against any person anywhere, it should have been Alec Baldwin before he killed that poor woman.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight, soon to be Eastern Standard Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, press 2. For the chump line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more chump line messages, we have a second chump line every evening around 7 o'clock with the messages that didn't make it just now. It's called Chop Chumps. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week urging parents to allow their children to dress up however they wish this Halloween. You know, we love unsolicited advice as much as the next person, but where will the future generations of thespians come from if we deprive them of this hallowed ritual?
I stand behind Alec Baldwin, because there's no way in hell I'm standing in front of him.
Nor am I. If I have to work with Alec Baldwin, I guess my Hollywood career is over. Of course, my Hollywood career is probably over anyway, right? 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is extending their special Thunderstorm 3-pack offer through the end of October. One user writes, quote, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and am happy I did." With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack, you'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-Pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit, and it's big and bulky and you got to deal with filters. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the way to go. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. This offer ends October 31st. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
I want you to feel today the support of your community and your government and your family and friends. We will always be with you. We know you have our back, and we have yours.
Ugh. That was Karen Polito, pay to play, the lieutenant governor to the graduating class, the 86th graduating class at the State Police Academy. The academy's in New Braintree. The graduation ceremony was at the DCU Center in Worcester last week. We have your back, and now they're firing them, or they're denying their exemptions and saying we accept that you have a legitimate reason for seeking a medical exemption. However, we cannot accommodate you because it would inconvenience the administration and the dead ender in charge. The dead enders in charge of it. Charlie Parker and pay-to-play Polito. We'll talk more about that. But again, the trooper that's been in the medically induced coma is apparently doing a little better today. I just got sent all the they're seeking all the overtime people to work overtime because nobody's working overtime. People are leaving, you know, and they have 168 new recruits, people that were just graduated the academy, but they have to work with the regular troopers for months. I think it's 3 months before they go out on patrol by themselves. So, they, you know, getting these extra people on the road is not going to make a big difference immediately. That was just sent all the they're seeking people to work overtime shifts, 4-hour shifts, full shifts. And they're saying, please call so we don't have to do a force, which means, you know, ordering you to come in on off-duty hours. It's just such a mess, and it's so unnecessary. It's just they didn't have to do this. Why don't they just have tests, like most of the big cities are having? You know, you have the option of getting a test, and you know, I mean, I know that I think the Boston cops and firefighters are concerned because Michelle Wu is who's probably going to be the next mayor in all likelihood. After next Tuesday's election, she's a big dead ender, and she may rescind the option for these guys to have weekly tests. And you know, again, what do the tests mean? Not very much. But what do the vaccinations mean? Not very much either, right? According to the latest numbers. So, you know. But what is the reason for doing all this with the number of hospitalizations, quote-unquote caseloads, deaths declining in most states, certainly in the states that don't have these weird mandates? All right, 844-500-4242. Take a load off with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner. Instead of stressing about meal prep and grocery shopping, get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who treated dogs worse, Dr. Fauci, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, or Michael Vick?
I think Dr. Fauci, because those dogs never had a chance, and he wasn't hungry. They were just torturing him for a sport, apparently.
77% say Dr. Fauci. 12% say Barack Obama. 9%
he was hungry, Taylor. He was hungry. You
know, not much to eat over there. 9% say Michael Vick, and 2% say Mitt Romney.
Yeah. And Michael Vick, that wasn't good. I mean, I'm not in favor of dog fighting or anything like that, but he went to prison. He paid his debt to society, in my opinion. Boy, did he lose a lot of money. I think he lost over $100 million. What a dummy to be doing that. Dr. Fauci, though, is so bad. Where is paging Dr. Fauci? Can we get some bloodhounds? Can we get a piece of Dr. Fauci's clothing or, you know, his stethoscope and let the bloodhounds track him down? It would seem only appropriate that he would be tracked down by a pack of bloodhounds after what he did. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The race in New Jersey isn't getting as much play as the race in Virginia because it looked like Murphy was cruising to an easy reelection. But the race has tightened up significantly, and now Project Veritas has thrown a monkey wrench into Phil Murphy's plans. And again, Phil Murphy is a pretty loathsome character in his own right. He went to high school with Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts Needham High School. So, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and they flocked over to Cambridge after they got out of, as legacies, out of Needham High School. And so now they're two of the biggest jerks, two of the most disastrous governors in the last 18 months. At one point, they were number one and three in terms of deaths per capita. New Jersey was number one. New York, under Cuomo, was number two, and Massachusetts was number three. Gone down a little bit since then, but still way up there. And James O'Keefe's people got in with this woman named Wendy Martinez. And she is a senior advisor to Phil Murphy. And so she's talking about how once he's reelected, he wants to put in a vaccine passport. A vaccine passport. You know, one of the guys I talked to in the state police was pointing out to me something today. You know, and I never thought about this before, but if you look on your vaccine card, you notice there's I think there's four places there. So, you know, I had never thought about this before, but, you know, they filled in I got the first two shots, and I haven't gotten a booster or anything. But there's room for more more shots for boosters. So was this ever going to be a two-shot process or a one-shot process, or were they always planning to do this? But anyway, this is Wendy Martinez, for that is her name, a senior advisor to Governor Phil Murphy, talking about when he's going to put in the vaccine passports and the mandates. Cut two.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're into all that my rights, my and they don't care that they kill everybody.
Well, that's good to know then, that after he wins, then he'll do the mandates, the vaccine mandates.
He will. But right now it's about him winning.
That's a classic Democrat for you, right? My rights, my bleep. That's what they think of your rights. They think it's bleep. It's all up to their rights are to tell you what to do. That's what really counts. The other one Murphy operative says, once you know we have a win, he's like, all right, guns blazing, like, who cares? I'm in it. Let's do the mandates. Let's do this. X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z. Okay. That should be on every TV station and every radio station in New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York. Everything that reaches anybody in the Garden State should be hearing that over and over and over again. 844-500-4242. This is from Red State. I just saw this. This is the Gallup poll. You know, they have Biden's underwater. That's practically a standing headline. I wouldn't even mention if it were just about Biden. But they Gallup. The oldest poll, the most respected poll, I guess. So in September, a month ago, Democrats, 55% of the Democrats approved of the job that the majorities, quote unquote, majorities in Congress were doing. 55%. You know what it is now? 33%. So they lost 22 points of approval in a single month, a 22% drop among Democrats. And as a Sister Soldier says, no doubt that sirens are blaring big time at the Biden rest home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue today. I mean, if they got the welfare bills passed, maybe they would come back. But the president's numbers among independents on the economy are in near free fall. Over his first 9 months in office, President Biden has lost support among Americans of all stripes, men, women, black, white voters, Zoomers, and baby boomers. Even Democrats writ large are more disenchanted. But two groups with whom Biden has lost support stand out, independents and Hispanics. Independents have soured on Biden to the extent that his approval ratings among this group approached the strongly negative ratings they gave then-President Donald Trump at the same point in his presidency. While an increased disapproval of Biden among Hispanics could signal that they are moving further away from Democrats after they shifted somewhat towards Trump and the GOP last November. Look at those municipal elections down in Texas that have been in the Rio Grande Valley, where they've been overwhelmed by this invasion of illegal aliens. 844-500-4242. Just want to mention a story here by Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, New York, and it's in the New York Post today. And she Biden bucks gut American work ethic. And I just thought, this has been bugging me for a long time, this welfare proposal Biden keeps calling it child tax care credits. It's welfare is what it is. Democrats used to be the party of working people. Now they sneer at people who work hard. That's so true. Democrats pushing to pass the Build Back Better bill want a single parent with two kids to be able to take home well over $31,000 a year in cash and non-cash federal benefits tax-free without having to work. Non-working adults are already eligible for food stamps, housing vouchers, and health care. Now Democrats want to send them monthly checks if they have kids as well, $300 per kid. This was originally to help tide families over who lost their jobs because of COVID. They'll continue through the end of 2021, this year, but the Biden team wants to convert them into a permanent welfare handout beginning next year. These are economists. These are from the University of Chicago. Economists estimate that if this passes, at least 1.5 million, mostly single adults, that's why they call it families, but this is not Ozzie and Harriet. These are single moms who had the kids out of wedlock in most cases, will leave the workforce and sit on the couch instead while the rest of us pay the tab. One lone Democrat Senator, Joe Manchin, opposes handing out cash to able-bodied parents without requiring them to work or at least train for a job. Democrats and their media toadies bash this as cruelty. Paul Waldman, Washington Post columnist, attacks work requirements as a time tax and ritual humiliation on poor people. Going to work is a ritual humiliation, okay? I've been ritually humiliated ever since I was 16 years old. How about you? Ritual humiliation, having to go to work. That Betsy McCoy says the rest of us have to work and there's nothing humiliating about it. In 1996, I've talked about this over and over again. Everybody seems to have forgotten it. In 1996, Bill Clinton and a bipartisan majority in Congress passed welfare reform, eliminating cash welfare without work or job preparation. It worked. Child poverty dropped from 13% to less than 4%. Teen pregnancies and welfare dependence plummeted because they weren't getting paid to have kids. So they stopped having kids. Whatever you subsidize, you get more of. Whatever the government taxes, it gets less of. It's always been true, and it's true now. Democrats want to undo these reforms. They want more welfare dependency. They want more teen pregnancies because they're going to subsidize it. Biden himself supported the work requirement back then, but now he says he's adamantly against it. So much for his blue-collar cred. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman admits it would represent a philosophical break with the past and the obsessive fear that poor people might take advantage of government aid by choosing not to work. But again, we know this from common sense. If you pay people not to work, they're not going to work. Look, you couldn't get anybody to wait tables all summer long because they were getting $300 extra a week to sit on their rear ends. If the payments incentivize them to have more children, that'll boost their income from Uncle Sam. They'll have more illegitimate children. Once created, entitlements are almost never allowed to sunset. Their funding will be renewed in succeeding years. Again, this is Betsy McCoy in the New York Post. America will fast become starkly divided between hardworking people who pay the bills and millions on welfare, many of them illegal aliens, cheering on politicians to increase the dole. The burden on working people will become intolerable. When fewer people work, fewer goods are produced, and they cost more. That's inflation. Americans are already shell-shocked by rising food and fuel prices. They're recalculating how much they can afford and how it will impact their life plans. Yet the Biden team is telling them that they have to support able-bodied layabouts who don't want to work. The reaction should be pure rage. I don't think most people know about it, though. Nobody's paying attention, or very few people. Not enough people are paying attention. 844-500-4242. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil. You there, Neil?
Howie, I am. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question was, did they force the recruits to get the jab? And is that why pay-to-play Polito has their back? Obviously, they forced the recruits to get the jab.
I've never asked anybody that, but I've just assumed that. I would assume that they would not allow them to stay in the academy if they hadn't gotten the jab, Neil.
Right. Can I make one more point?
But you know, the thing is, Neil, there were a lot of people, there were a lot of troopers there who were already on the job. And at least a fair number of the people who were in that DCU center that day were people who hadn't taken the jab. And they took it personally when Polito said, "We have your back." And now that they've heard it, because it's out on social media and we're playing it once an hour, they're deeply offended, and I don't blame them. Do you?
No. But as to what you were just speaking about, I have another question, and this was a friend of mine, former friend of mine. His wife had a business degree. She was a penny pincher, and at one point during their marriage, she proposed that they get divorced so that they could get more money coming into their house because they had two kids, and they would then be divorced. They would stay under the same roof. They would still be married.
Right.
But she proposed that they get divorced so that they could get more money.
You sound surprised, Neil. I don't think she was the only person who's ever proposed this. Or they proposed never getting married so that the wife can claim that the husband doesn't live there, and she could be supported. She could have the kids be supported by you and me while the husband is just laying around the house selling drugs. You don't think that goes on all
the
time?
I mean, he worked. He worked, she worked, but she was looking for an angle to get more money just by, getting divorced, staying together, but getting divorced.
I think that goes on all the time. I mean, there's a million different schemes, and they tried to end some of this stuff by not paying, by forcing you to have work requirements when you had kids. And some states put it in that after you had three illegitimate kids, you couldn't just keep popping the kids out to get more money. And that cut down on the number of welfare dependencies, too. But again, the Democrats want to do away with all this stuff now because they know that every welfare dependent illegitimate child is likely a Democrat voter, not to mention he's going to get into trouble and just destabilize the entire society, which is what they appear to want. They don't want a stable society. They want a destabilized society. They've certainly succeeded in it over producing destabilization over the last 9 months. Thanks for the call. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to get one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. He's the best dentist around, the best one I've ever been to. At my most recent visit late last summer, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to my show for years. Perfect Smiles has been visited by customers, clients from all over Howie Carr Nation. Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and it has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off getting your dental work done for 18 months ever since the panic began, you better start getting it done. Stop procrastinating. The longer you wait, the more painful it could very well be, and the more expensive it could be to put your mouth back in working order. Visit Perfect Smiles site today. It's perfectsmiles.com, the best dental office you will ever see anywhere. That's perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you an example of why we shouldn't let anyone put any more taxes on anything in this country. For a good example, Massachusetts years ago put a sales tax in, which a lot of states have done, and it wasn't going to be on clothes and it wasn't going to be on food, but guess what? If you buy a hat or gloves, there's a tax on that. That's an accessory. It's not clothes. Once they get these taxes in, they change everything. I just bought in Maine 3 gallons of spring water and a half a gallon of milk, and I was charged 6% sales tax. That's not prepared food. What happened?
Yeah, you put toothpaste in your mouth. I always thought, if you put something in your mouth, isn't that food? But toothpaste, you have to pay a sales tax on. I mean, it's not going to break me or anything like that. But you're right. I mean, the taxes are ever expanding, and a sunsetted tax. That's like a unicorn. You're never going to see a sunsetted tax. I'm